Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We like diving into your problems. If Caroline says, hey, JKJ, this past weekend, my friend Kendra and I took our kids to a spring carnival, and here's what happened. Kendra straight up told her 13-year-old son to lie and say he was 11 at the ticket booth. Why? Because once you turn 12, ticket prices jump up and she wasn't going to pay full price. She says it wasn't some sort of whisper. She looked the kid dead in the eye and said, if they ask you, you're 11. Got it? Sounds like the son hesitated. He looked down and mumbled and said, okay, Mom, but I could tell he wasn't comfortable. She says, this is what got me. She's not just lying. She's making the kid do the lying as well. Meanwhile, I'm gripping my actual 13-year-old, watching this all go down, thinking, are you seriously doing this? She says, nope, I paid the full price and went in. My friend looked back at me and gave me a little laugh and an eye roll, like, why didn't I lie too? Now that I've had time to stew on this, I'm irritated. Oh, that's not like a lady to do that.
No. Stop.
That's not like a lady at all.
Stop.
Let me read that line again. Now that I've had time to stew on this, I'm irritated. Not only is she making her kids lie, she put me in an awkward position where I was maybe expected to lie on the spot as well. And the bigger issue, is she teaching her kids that lying is okay if it saves you a few bucks? This letter's so long. She's like, when I tried to talk to her later, she kind of flipped out on me, said it's fine, nobody will ever know. Then she tried to justify it. A few of her examples are, at least I don't let my kids eat fast food twice a week, at least I don't let them have unlimited screen time. We're saving a couple bucks, nobody knows the difference. My husband says I should let it go. It's not a big deal. Everybody does it, but I can't stop thinking, what's next? Lying on job applications? Cheating on tests? Telling mom they're at a friend's house when they're actually at a party? Oh, no. She says, am I making a mountain out of a molehill? Help me. Did I just lose a friend, or do all parents make their kids lie? Is this okay? And that's from Caroline and her friend Kendra, who's a big liar.
Apparently.
So, if you want to sound off about this, Kendra making her kid lie about his age, or just lying about your kid's age in general, have you done this? Do you agree with it? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios for Show Wants to Know. Now, Katie Kett, you're a mom.
Yeah.
Single mom, raising
yes.
a girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a little white lie to... You know, and get a little discount.
Yeah, honestly, like, I was thinking about this letter and, you know, I was like, gosh, that seems, the kid feels uncomfortable. How awful for that mom to do that. Like, pants on fire, you're lying so much. But, yeah, I can remember a time or two where I actually, you know, said Zoe was younger so we could get a lower ticket price or a price. I try not to make a habit out of it, and I feel like I did it when she was younger. So she, I don't think I'd be asking, like, 12-year-old Zoe to lie about her age, but, like, maybe, like, the 7-8 mark or something I may
have. But
that's
kind of where you start lying, because I know, like, once they roll to 13... That's when they start getting hit with the, like, adult price on things.
Yeah.
So if they're 13, just saying, I might have a kid that age, I would be like, hey, you're 12.
Yeah.
You're 11 right now.
Well, and the thing I can think of most is restaurant prices, right? Because when you're doing the kid meal thing, it's usually 12 and under that you can order the kid meal. So I've definitely probably had Zoe say, hey, you're going to be 12 this time, so we can get
but
you
I'm
that
so
kid
hungry,
meal.
But I'm so hungry, I want to order off the adult menu.
Yeah, exactly.
No!
But I feel like there's a time or two where that happened. My thing with this is I do feel like she's kind of making a big deal about it, because I do feel like she could lose her friend over this. And if it's worth it to her, if it's not that good of a friend, I guess, then maybe she could look at it that way. But yeah, I do feel like this could drive a wedge in the friendship, because... You know, you are kind of calling out her mom behavior, and nobody likes that.
But then again, this is mom behavior that I think a lot of parents do, where they lie about their kids' age for a cheaper ticket into an amusement park or the meal, like Katie said. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open it up to the phone lines, to the listeners. If you guys want to sound off about this, if you are a parent that does this with your kids, you don't feel guilty about it, we want to know. If you think what Caroline's friend is doing is wrong, you don't teach your kids to lie, we want to hear about that. And welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm definitely guilty of that. And again, you know, it was
going to the zoo or the museum, and you're like, okay, well, the $5 we can save, you could spend it petting the elephant or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
pardon me?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And, you know, my daughter got to a point, like 11 or 12, she's like, no. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's totally fine, and, you know, but I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's, you know, you do what you got to do when you have kids. We spent the money, the $5 we saved, we spent it at the zoo anyway. So
yeah, you know, I thought about that. I jotted a note down, like, you know what, maybe you'll go in and buy a funnel cake or a souvenir or something at some of these locations where you're going to make up, you know, for your lying. But still, you're lying. Right? Like, you're getting in your kid's kitchen and being like, hey, you're 11. And you're like, this. She said in the note that her son, like, looked down at the ground and was, like, very uncomfortable. I don't like that. I don't like that aspect.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that to your kid. And I always would, you know, say, hey, we're short on money. And she would be fine with it. But then she got to an age, she's like, no, I'm not. Okay, that's fine.
All right.
That's totally fine.
Not doing it, Anne, is what she said.
When you're a parent, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to
do it. Anne, you're speaking the truth there.
Thank you, Anne. Have a good day.
You too, guys.
Bye.
I so remember, like, my mom doing this to me growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, constantly, like, looking at the menu. She's like, you're 10 today.
Yeah.
You're 10.
And they didn't care about our feelings.
They didn't care about our feelings at all.
I'm confused about this whole thing, because I remember when we were kids, like, we wanted to be under the age because we still wanted the toys and stuff and the fun things that came along with the kids' menu. Like, that's what we wanted. We wanted, like, the chocolate milk in it. So we were like, if I was, like, 11 or 12, I was
like,
we still want the kids' menu. We want to color. We want to do all that fun stuff.
I'll be 9.
Yeah, see, we were like, whatever, it's cool.
When your family was loaded, it didn't matter. Anyway.
They were like, sure, whatever. But, yeah, we liked the kids' stuff.
Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great.
Super dupes. So are you a mom?
Yeah, well, I'm a really old mom. I'm also a grandma.
Well, okay, well, do you lie?
Tracks.
Do you lie when it comes to your kids and grandkids?
Are you a big liar, Kim?
Do you make your children lie?
I don't remember having my kids lie, but when I was a little kid, my parents would quiz me on the way to the entrance gate and make me lie. But I was always small for my age.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'd get in free, but it was no big deal because we were always sitting in a car because I didn't have Happy Meals growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible time to grow up, Kim. All we had for dinner
McDonald's,
was dust. We had salted meat out on the prairie.
Yeah, but I agree with that other caller. You know, if you need to save some bucks, that's fine. And then if the kid's uncomfortable and they voice their opinion, great, you know.
Well, and I think, Kim, it doesn't make her a bad mom that she is,
no,
right?
It's
I think,
not,
yeah.
Well,
it
kind of
no,
does.
She's
teaching her kid to lie.
No,
it's a little white lie.
Exactly.
I'm like I said, I'm a grandma, so I'm old. And do you know how many white lies I've told?
Kim, you better be careful. You might go to hell.
It's not good.
You better start saying your prayers.
I'm already going to hell. So.
Kim, it's like, I've got my one-way ticket. I'm good.
Kim,
ways than one.
I feel like we can hang out, Kim.
Yeah.
Definitely we could. So when are you going to have, speaking of, another happy hour?
You know, we were trying to line one up. We've actually got something going on here at the station today where we invited 30 listeners down, which is, we're just trying something different with that one, but it's in the works. We are definitely due, and we're due to kind of go up north a little bit. So,
well, yeah, because I have your sneaky snacks book there for my
That's
granddaughter.
So sweet.
Aww.
And I want you to autograph it before I give it to her.
I will definitely do that. So, do you follow us on social?
Oh, yeah. I listen to you guys every morning getting ready for work. Today's my day off.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
Thanks,
well,
Kim.
Keep an eye out on our social sites, and we'll post when we're going to be out and about again, okay? I'd love to sign that.
Sounds good. But, that other mother, though, I didn't think needed to look at the gal that wrote in and give her the stink eye.
Yeah,
like,
the old
stink
eye, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kim, we've got other callers. Thank you so much for being a longtime
fan.
Thanks, Kim.
Love you guys.
Love you. She's so sweet.
I love Kim so much. Yeah, and she makes a good point, though. It doesn't make her a bad mom. It doesn't.
Right.
It's just a parenting style.
Who's been holding the longest? Hello. Juliet, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a mom?
I am not a mom, but I am calling because of something my mom does herself.
Love it. Tell us.
So she can't do it with me now that I'm older, but I wouldn't be surprised if she still does it with my younger siblings. But when I was younger and we would go to the flea market, if all of us kids were sitting in the back, she would make us duck down to hide so she didn't have to pay for each single one of us kids to get in.
Ah, that's awesome. I love cheap parents. I love this
so
much.
Not even cheap.
Just like back in the day, like going to a drive-in or something, you'd hide in the back under the blankets, you know?
Yeah.
It is being cheap. It's being frugal. It's working the system.
It is working the system.
It's working the system, but that's pretty good. All right, kids, lay down in the back.
Nobody say a word.
I love it. I love it. Do you feel guilty about it now?
No, I recently went to the market with my little sister and one of my cousins and his mom, and I had them do the same thing.
See? Right she sees on. The value of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Save that $8 for a turkey leg or something.
Exactly.
Out there.
You know you're going to spend that out there, right, Juliet? So it's not like you're not spending the money.
I love
it.
That's
Juliet, what I say.
Thank you for the call. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Of course. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
That opened up a phone line, 303-691-1649. The one thing I do, I will admit to this, when we're like booking hotels and stuff, and you go on and you put two adults, two kids,
yeah.
I always put the kids' ages younger because I feel like why does the hotel need to know?
Yeah.
There's just still going to be four of us in the room. So I'm wondering if they flip to a higher rate if they think you've got three or four adults
teenagers
in the room or teenagers for damage or anything like that. So I keep my kids crazy young, and I've never run into an experience where they're like, how old are your children?
See, everybody's got their tricks, Jer.
I'm trickery.
Everybody's got
their
tricks.
Trickery. Chad!
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are super dupes, buddy. So what do you think about Carolyn and her friend, her big lying friend?
Well, personally, I mean, I think I don't like judging on either side. I think if you're going to lie, I mean, maybe there's a reason for it. This idea kind of came into my head recently. I have a 2-year-old, he's almost 3, but he's 2. And my wife, him and I went to the aquarium this past week, and we were looking at ticket prices. And if your child is 2 and under, it's free to get into the aquarium. But the second your child turns 3, you're paying $20 for a ticket to go into the aquarium.
Oh,
that is so dumb.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing. So on some hands, like, you know, like a kid's meal or maybe a cheaper ticket, I get it. But so, like, $23 is a lot of money. So I'm not going to judge someone who says their 3-year-old is 2.
Yeah, I think I would have lied in that situation, too. Because the 2 and 3 age,
they look the same.
Good for the parents. You're getting the experience out of it. The kid's still going to be mouth-breathing and not even really remember the experience, probably, at that age. So... Chad, look at you big liar.
His kid's
well,
still
too.
His kid's
two,
still
so
two.
So I didn't technically lie, but
it's
I would've.
True. You would.
I would have too, Chad.
You're like,
I
it's
feel
coming.
You.
There's a time when we'll be back, and I'll be lying right to their face. Chad, thank you for
accurate.
The call. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chad.
Hey, Carol's back.
I'm back.
There you
it's
are.
It's Carol. All right, what are your thoughts, Carol?
Well, when my children were little. We used to take them to Disneyland, and we all know how expensive that is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we saw this deal to go to Mexico, to Cancun, to an all-inclusive that where kids 12 and under stay and eat free. So at that point, all you're paying for is their plane fare.
Mm.
So my kids were 11 years old for a lot of years.
See?
Because you just don't, I mean... they're not there. Like when you check in, you just say, "Hey, come over here. Get your wristband put on." They don't know. They just stick their arm up there, and you know, at the time they were 2 little girls, and I don't think my 2 little girls were going to eat any more at the age of 12 than they did when they were 11.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's a big difference too. I mean, we're talking probably hundreds
Huge.
Of dollars on
Huge.
That, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a
let's
big
put
difference.
It this way. It was cheaper for us for a family of 4. We could go to Mexico.
for a week, all inclusive. That's airfare, everything, for less than $3,000.
Wow. Jeez.
Pretty good. You just got to lie really while you're there. Lie, lie, lie.
Through your teeth.
Yeah. But then it gets to the point when they become old enough to drink, and then they won't let you lie anymore because yeah. they want
right.
to.
Right.
This is
when
my 11-year-old.
When they are fully developed,
she
let's
wants
say.
A tequila sunrise.
Yeah, I'm 11. She's 11
yeah.
and wants a margarita.
I don't even know if they do that deal. Like, oh, they got margaritas. They were just supposed to be virgin.
A virgin
but I
margarita,
think
yeah.
Half the time, I don't think they were, though.
Whoa.
Girl,
no,
I'm going to let you go before you get in trouble.
No, I know.
Hey,
okay.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening, Carol. Bye.
That was
she
funny.
Say that her 11-year-olds were drunk?
I think.
Is that what I was getting out of that?
Just tipsy.
Half of the time, they were real.
Half
they were 11.
These were virgin margaritas.
I don't know. Maria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So what are your thoughts about saving money with kiddos here?
Okay. So people in glass houses, right? Like
yep.
nobody's perfect. We all do stuff that we probably shouldn't be doing. I know it's not a terrible thing. Like it's not the gateway lie to the rest of their lives, right? And have you heard of the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and Santa Claus?
Those are all real,
those
though.
Are
be
all
careful.
Real,
those, right? are
all
yeah.
so
those are legitimately
Hold
real
on.
People.
Those are real.
Ease up,
yeah.
Maria.
Easy
I know the
there.
Tooth Fairy,
Easy
actually.
Does it.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Anything else you want to ruin? Anything else you want to ruin?
That was good, Maria.
No, those are all real, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are,
I'm having lunch real. With the Tooth Fairy tomorrow.
So, what are you saying? That it's okay to lie to kids?
I'm just saying it's not the gateway to lie about their age. It's, you know, we've been doing it for years to our kids. So, there's
yeah.
that. And I'm with, you know, I've done it. I have three boys that I raised by myself. So there were plenty of times I, too, like Katie, was like, oh, no, my kid's 11 on that kid's menu right there.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've done that for sure.
Well,
I've
just,
totally done it.
I think, Maria, you make a good point. Is just because you ask them to lie about their age at a restaurant doesn't mean they're going to knock off a bank in the next couple years, right? Like
you don't know.
Gonna, no, it's not going to do that.
They like, might turn to a life of crime after this.
No.
After you made them lie at a petting
scary.
Zoo.
Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Okay, Maria, you're done. You are done.
You are funny,
I love you
Maria.
Guys, though.
I love you. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, boy.
She's
hopefully
fun.
Everybody's at school.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you want to say about this lying, making your kids lie?
Well, it makes into a lifelong habit because seniors want to be a senior age because you look at the interns and it's like, what? I'm not 62, but geez, I want to be 62. What? If I'm 62, I get in for half price.
Yeah.
So you're
so
lying up instead
you're
of
lying
down.
I
want to
be,
funny.
I'm 62. You want? I don't have my birth certificate, and don't look at my driver's license. I'm 62.
Oh my gosh, that's
yeah.
so funny.
No, you're right. You get
well,
a big discount going that way as well. I mean, that's
you
senior
do.
Discount. No joke.
And you look at that admissions. Adults are 20, and seniors are 10. That's like oh.
So you start acting older. You're like, oh, my back. I can barely walk here. Let me in. I forgot my license. I'm forgetting everything. I'm so old.
I'm so old.
Terry, I like you. That is definitely a different perspective on
yes.
this. So thank you very
That's
much.
That's funny. Good
you
job,
funny.
Terry.
All right, Terry.
Good job, guys. I love listening to y'all.
Aww.
Well, thank you. You stay young, right. Terry. We love
yeah.
you.
Thank right. you, Terry. Bye.
Bye. Oh, all right, we'll sweet. Wrap it up with Sandy. Sandy Pants, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, girl. So what do you think about making your kids lie?
Well, I'm kind of following up on Terry's. I called in before she got on. It's kind of, you know, like they say, you're in diapers when you're born, you're in diapers when you die. It's kind of
<I'm sorry.
laughs> it's a saying.
It
it's
is a saying.
Like the same thing. You lie or your parents lie about your age when you're younger, and then when you're older, you want to get that, you know, the discount, the extra discount when you go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was 62 when I was 55, kind of.
Oh.
And now I'm 65, so I don't have to lie anymore.
There you go. You're getting that AARP catalog
exactly.
every month, aren't you?
Exactly. It is a lifelong thing, and it doesn't lead you to to rob banks.
No, it
there
doesn't.
You
exactly. You're just speaking the truth.
And now you
got to
worry about retirement, yeah. Making that money last.
Exactly.
That's
Sandy,
funny.
You funny. Yeah, thank you for calling. Good. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye, Sandy.
All right, bottom line, we're okay with the lying?
I think so.
Yeah, everybody lies.
I think I'm okay
and
with it, too.
And I think more so with this story, it's that both of these women are expecting the other women to be like them. Like, when you think about it, like, you've got the first lady who's like, why are you lying? You can't lie. You can't teach your children that. And then the other lady's like, why aren't you lying? Like, they're upset that they're not doing what they're doing. And I think that's a good lesson. Just worry about yourself.
Worry about yourself.
Kids.